Hello and welcome to the Wolfpacker Show. My name is Ethan McDowell and I am joined, as I always am, by Noah Fleischman. Surprise, we had to record an emergency show today because NC State received some massive news. Aiden White, star cornerback, two-time All-ACC selection, is back. After originally declaring his intentions to enter the transfer portal and entering the portal, he has decided to withdraw and come back to NC State for the 2024 season. Noah, this is huge news for the Pack. To be honest, for me, it completely transforms the outlook of next year's defense. You're adding someone in there who, in my opinion, has All-American day one, day two NFL draft potential back to this roster. And we're going to get all the way into what that means for NC State. But real quick, we're just a quick housekeeping note. We're both writers for thewolfpacker.com. That is NC State's site on the On3 network. Go check it out. It's the fastest growing college sports network out there. And heck, it's only $1 right now to join thewolfpacker.com, from premium access to recruiting scoops, portal news, and team analysis for Aiden White's return. Last night's men's basketball loss to UNC. It's all on there. So go check it out. Only $1 for your first month on thewolfpacker.com. All right, Noah, let's not waste any more time. Let's talk about Aiden White. What do you think? I think he was like the most impactful departing transfer by far for this year's team. So I just wanted to get your take on what does it mean for NC State's 2024 season that Aiden's going to come back for his fifth year?
It's a big deal. And, you talk about this being the most impactful guy to leave. It might be the most impactful guy on the defensive side of the ball to come in, through the portal, I guess, if you want to call it, right? Technically, he went in, came back out. Dave Doring, it's a big recruiting win. When you're re-recruiting your own guy, you're able to get him to come back. I think that's big. Yeah, he changed the outlook of this defense. I'm sure we'll talk about it. I wrote about it this morning. But the depth of that room goes from being so-so to really, really good in the fact of one guy getting added back. He was their best corner, I think, this year. Just look at his play and what he did at Wake Forest against Jamal Banks, which was, a zero reception day for their leading receiver. Four targets, three pass breakups. That was an all-ACC caliber performance right there on a receiver who is also in the portal, or at least was, and was getting looks from Notre Dame and other places. So that shows the kind of caliber corner he is. And I think it shows the culture that NC State's built, where he can test the waters of, you want to call it, transfer portal. You can say it's similar to what guys do in the NFL, is testing the free agent waters, see what's out there. He realized that NC State, has the best opportunity for him, not only NIL and other things that I'm sure, play a factor in the role, but the decision to come back, he can play really well. The schedule's, it's all right schedule next year. He can play well against that. But I think I saw someone mention on social media, it makes a lot of sense. The film that he'll get in practice against NC State's wide receiving core might be better than his game film next year. That's just a fact. I mean, with that wide receiving core, I mean, if he can lock them down, he's a top three round pick next year in the NFL.
I'll tell you what, I would pay pay-per-view for Noah Rogers versus Aiden White practice reps. I you're right. That's going to be a fascinating battle out on the outside every day. Iron sharpens iron. It's going to be a really, really cool opportunity for, NC State's younger receivers to learn from Aiden White, who, again, they're not going to go up against many better corners than Aiden White. And of course, Aiden White will be well-tested against some of the, exciting young NC State receivers. But, yeah, man, I mean, if you go and look at it, to put it kind of in perspective, like I think NC State fans and certainly NC State's players and staff know how good Aiden White is. Right. Like everyone knows how important of an addition he is to this year's team. But look at it from a national perspective. He was the number two corner in the portal. And there are a lot of corners in the portal. He is regarded as one of the best cornerbacks in the country. And, I think in addition to just being like, holy crap, NC State got one of their best defensive players, if not the best defensive player on looking towards this 2024 squad back. I mean, you're in a spot where you can also look at it as, hey, he's NC State's top ranked transfer portal addition, if you want to look at it that way. So yeah. And I mean, just from an optic standpoint too, right, Noah? Like, you're looking at it and it's like, all right, NC State is very clearly a destination school. You look at it at the players leaving this year. CJ Clark, that's a big loss. He's going to Miami. He'll probably be very good at Miami this fall. But other than that, the core of NC State's best players, they're either graduating, going to the draft, or they're coming back. Because NC State's players know that everything they want to accomplish, they can accomplish at NC State. And that is the storyline of this offseason. Other portal players, that's why they're coming to NC State. Everything they want to get done, they can do in Raleigh, they can do at the Murphy Center, and they can do at Carter-Finley Stadium on Saturdays. So there's a lot to be excited about right now. And Noah, I mean, let's just run through the corner room for this year, because there was a short span there where it was looking like, all right, it wasn't necessarily like doom and gloom, but there was question marks, right? You were banking on, Brandon Cisse taking a big step up into his sophomore season, which I think is still very much on the table. And then you bring in two transfers, Devin Marshall and then Corey Coley, who are both experienced players with an established track record. But no, I know you wrote about it today as soon as the news broke. Just give us a preview of the rest of the cornerback room. Who's going to be lining up alongside Aiden White this year?
Yeah, Aiden White's the surefire, starter day one. No question about that. Now it's a question of who replaces Shaheen Battle. And they brought in Corey Coley, and they brought in Devon Marshall. Marshall, I believe, showed up after, White was in the portal. They thought, okay, got to get somebody to replace him.
He was a target the whole time, though. It's not like they brought him in just as like an Aiden White replacement. They were recruiting him for a while, and so it wasn't a situation where it was either or. But sorry to interrupt. Continue.
Oh, you're good. Yeah. So you bring in a guy who those two could have started next year, and I think NC State would have been okay, on the outside. Now they've got depth with one of them is going to be a rotational guy. Coley was a rotational guy this past season at Maryland. Marshall is a starting corner from Villanova. And if you break down his PFF numbers, he had a couple bad games early in the season. After that, he was absolutely lights out, dominant corner the rest of the way. I don't think it really matters that he played in the FCS. Some people will like turn their eye and be like, well, it's the FCS. Well, there's really good players, and Villanova made a run in the playoffs there. So I don't think that has anything to do with it. And we've seen multiple times around college football, FCS players, teams can make transitions from one to another and be okay. So I don't think that's a worry. I think if you ask me right now, I think Devon Marshall is starting on the other side. He's that good. He had 11 pass breakups this year, I think 49, 47 tackles. He's just a guy that can play really well. And he played 725 snaps this season. Wow. 558 of them came at outside corner. So he played a lot of games. And he was targeted 57 times, allowed 27 receptions for 266 yards. He did not allow a touchdown and only gave up 9 more yards after the catch in 2 games. So he's really, really good. And when someone does get a catch, he's able to make a tackle right away, which is what you want to see from an outside corner who in Tony Gibson's defense is by himself for a lot of time.
That's an important part of it, right? These corners are on an island. In the 3-3-5, there's a lot of responsibility on the linebackers to make plays. That's been very well documented. We've talked about that plenty. There's also a ton of responsibility put on the corners who are just pretty much told, hey, it's you, your guy, and a lot of open field. So you better be able to cover. And Aiden White has shown time and time again, he can do that at a very high level. And that's why he's going to be, probably another all-conference and future NFL draft pick type of guy. But, now when you look at just the outlook for the 2024 season and you're like, okay, before Aiden White was coming back, you needed two corners to take a leap or emerge or just establish themselves in the case of the transfers as regular contributors. Now – you only need one, and that feels like a safe bet with all the talent they're bringing in and the talent that's already there with guys like Rente Hinton and Brandon Cisse. I mean, it makes a lot of sense that NC State's cornerback room will be able to replicate their success from last season And even if it's by committee, like, you know, Shaheem Battle is a good corner. And he was all ACC honorable mention, I believe, as a result, and, you know, a good player for a lot of years here. It's not going to be easy to replace him, but I feel like you have the talent, especially if you, you know, take a by committee approach, should be able to, you know, still put together a really, really impressive secondary. And then maybe it also frees up, you know, Brandon Cisse to continue playing, you know, the dime package role that he did during the 23 season. Maybe you look at Marshall a little bit at nickel, perhaps. We'll see how that all shakes out in spring practice and fall camp. But, man, I mean, it's obvious we feel better about that position group than we did 12 hours ago. Aiden White, it transforms my outlook personally for this season. And before we get a little bit deeper into that topic, I want to say a quick thank you to our sponsor, Game Time. Game Time is a ticket buying and selling marketplace. Whether you're looking for, you know, tickets to the next NC State women's or men's basketball game, whether you're looking for tickets to a Hurricanes game, pretty much anything, a comedy show, concerts, it's all on the Game Time app. Or you can also find it at gametime.co on your web browser. That's gametime.co, not .com. Go check it out. It's easy to use. I really enjoy it. For instance, if you wanted to buy tickets to tonight's Hurricanes game, you can do it on the Game Time app for $32 right now. That's a great deal. And my favorite thing about the app is, I'll hold it up for those watching on YouTube, you can see the exact view from your seat. Pretty sweet. Takes a step out of the ticket buying process, and, you know, just kind of simplifies things. And which, when I'm buying tickets to a game the day of, the simpler the better. But so go check it out, Game Time app. And if you do, use code Wolfpack, all caps Wolfpack, for $20 off your first purchase. So that those Hurricanes tickets get a whole lot cheaper. All right, go check it out on Game Time app or at gametime.co on your web browser. Noah, before we get out of here, I want to go big picture. I want to talk about the broader impact of Aiden White's decision to return. We've been going back and forth on and off, Mike, about realistic expectations for next year. I think you're slightly more bullish than I am. And I was definitely taking a more like cautious approach after Aiden White decided to hit the portal. Now, I think all of the most optimistic buzz we've seen about the next season for the Pack is probably justified. How are you feeling about just your feelings, your on the ceiling, on the potential for the 2024 Wolfpack football program?
A lot better, I think. You know, the offense is looking really good, and what they've done on the portal, I think that nobody has a concern, I think, about any part of the offense at this point. You know, from top to bottom, it's pretty solid. Defensively, corner was a question mark. Linebacker is a question mark. Maybe backup nose tackle is a question mark. Well, they filled out a big question mark with bringing Aiden White back. Still, linebacker might be a question mark. They'll work through it, I think. They'll figure it out, find a way to replace Peyton Wilson. It's probably going to have to be multiple guys stepping up and doing that by a committee approach. But I think Tony Gibson's a good enough coach. He'll figure it out and get that going. So when you look at the schedule that they play next year, it's a very favorable schedule for this NC State team to make a run and make a run for the ACC championship game, which they need an appearance in that. They haven't had one and under Dave DeHorn. So this year might be the year when you look at who they're playing in conference play, where they're playing them, which includes, you know, at Cal, at Clemson, at Georgia Tech, and then home against Duke, Stanford, Syracuse, Wake, and then at Carolina to end it. Pretty favorable schedule in conference play. I think that State realistically has a really good chance of making the ACC championship game. And I wouldn't be surprised in that preseason poll to see them in the top two or three spots. So that's where I'd put them right now. They make the championship game, the 12-team playoff becomes pretty good reality. Even if they lose that game, you can hope they can slip in at that 11 spot. So we'll see what happens. But I think that a ceiling of this team is number 10 and 11 in the country and getting an at-large bid into the 12-team playoff.
Without Aiden White, I would have told you that's a little far-fetched. Now that he's back, I'm on the same page, man. I think it's possible. I mean, you add one of the best players to a good team that I thought was going to compete for an ACC title, you add one of the best corners in the country to that group. And yeah, that raises the ceiling. It absolutely does. It's going to be cool to see how it all unfolds. I'm with you. I think the offense is going to be transformed next year. I think it's going to be a really, really productive unit. It's going to put up some points and take some stress off of NC State's defense that has had a lot of stress and a lot of responsibility put on it over the past couple of years. And then I think the defense will still be pretty dang good, especially with Aiden back at that outside corner spot. So, heck yeah, let's start building the hype now, folks. ACC championship is on the table. I remember my first year on this beat was, you know, the 2022 season when everyone had kind of penciled them in as an ACC title favorite. I think there should be equal or more hype this offseason to that year. And of course, then health becomes the primary worry there. But as long as everyone stays healthy, gets through spring practice, continues to improve, takes steps forward, there is very little that this NC State team cannot accomplish. And we're looking forward to covering it and being along for the ride with you all. And that's going to be a wrap on our emergency podcast here. Thank you all for tuning in for a few minutes with us. We appreciate it. Please, like and subscribe, comment your thoughts on Aiden White's decision to return. And thank you so much. And we will talk to you next week, kind of focusing back on basketball, or who knows, maybe there will be more football breaking news that we need to discuss then. But we'll talk to you soon. Go check out thewolfpacker.com. Go check out Game Time, and we'll see you soon. Have a good one.